Good Wednesday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. With Cape Hatteras and the Outer Banks in line for a possible hit from Hurricane Bertha, North Carolina officials are taking no chances. They're evacuating the vulnerable Ocracoke and Hatteras Islands. State disaster official Tom Ditt.
Ocracoke Island is our first area that we have to evacuate because of the ferry situation. The ferries also will shut down if winds are in excess of 35 miles per hour. So we want to have people out of the area before gale force winds reach shore, and Bertha is a very big storm.
Ray Sturza is with Dare County's Emergency Operations Office.
We're concerned about the arrival of high tides and swells that will precede the storm, resulting in an overwash and blocking the highway.
After being downgraded to a Category 2 hurricane, Bertha largely bypassed the Turks and Caicos Islands and skirted the Bahamas. It's now about 50 miles east of Eleuthera in the central Bahamas. Bertha could come ashore later this week anywhere from Brunswick, Georgia, north to the Virginia-North Carolina line. The king of torts is dead. Famed attorney Melvin Belli succumbed to pneumonia in San Francisco. He was 88 and had led a life bathed in publicity and controversy. In 1968, he talked to CBS News correspondent Harry Reasoner.
Can a lawyer be too flamboyant for his client's good?
Oh, sure he can. Sure he can. Sometime a lawyer deliberately takes the spotlight to keep it off the client.
Those clients range from Errol Flynn to Muhammad Ali. Former prosecutor Joe Rusinello went up against Belli and never forgot it.
He was a risk taker par excellence, but I think for anyone who had the chance to get close to him and to sort of watch him operate both at play and in the courtroom, he was really a marvel bigger than life.
In recent years, Belli was often in the headlines for problems in his personal and professional life. Police in Fort Myers, Florida are hunting for the killer or killers of a German tourist. The bullet-riddled body of Gerd Ulrich Ludwig was found in the street, and the silver Mercedes he'd been driving was missing. Lee County Sheriff's Captain Kerry Greiner.
There are some indications by his vehicle being missing that it was a robbery, yet there are other signs that it may not have been a robbery. Other valuable items were not taken, so we're not sure what the motive was.
Two other foreign visitors have died violently this year in Florida. In Northern Ireland overnight, gangs of Protestants again battled police and soldiers with rocks and firebombs. 1,000 more British soldiers are on their way to quell the worst violence in a decade. Prime Minister John Major has appealed for calm.
The confrontation we've seen, the mob violence we've seen, does nobody any good in Northern Ireland. And I think the best way that that is going to be resolved is by negotiation at local level between the communities. And I very much hope that's what's going to happen over the next day or so.
Protestant hardliners have threatened to bring Northern Ireland to a standstill if police do not let them march, which they claim is their historic right. Presbyterian minister Roy McGee, who helped negotiate the ceasefire that ended with the IRA bombing in London's Docklands, is worried about the escalation.
It is as though someone has turned back the clock, and we're seeing a rerun of what happened in the province 26 years ago. It's a very frightening situation, and it's the most serious since the ceasefire.
So far, dozens of people have been injured. Russian planes have bombed another Chechen village, killing civilians in a stepped-up offensive against the separatist rebels. This on a day President Boris Yeltsin went on the air to thank voters for re-electing him. Georgia's 4th congressional district east of Atlanta was redrawn from a black majority district to one in which blacks make up just a third of the electorate. But that didn't stop two-term Democrat Cynthia McKinney, an African-American, from winning yesterday's primary with 67% of the vote against two white male opponents.
I believe in the American dream. That's why we're riding this train called history. And we're going to ring the bell called freedom.
In Georgia's rural 2nd district, black Congressman Sanford Bishop defeated two white male opponents, even though the district was redrawn from 52% black majority to 35%. In the race to replace retiring Democratic Senator Sam Nunn, two millionaire Republicans, Guy Milner and Johnny Isaacson, will meet in an August 6th runoff to see who faces Democrat Max Cleland in November. President Clinton goes to Charlotte this morning to address the NAACP convention, a meeting Republican Bob Dole has passed up. But first, Mr. Clinton presided over a White House ceremony for the church arson bill that he signed last week. In Kansas City, Missouri today, Democrats start writing their platform, as Barry Bagnato reports.
In a hilltop room that glares right into Bob Dole's Kansas, the Democrats are starting to construct their platform. How they do it is more important than what they do. At a carefully planned hearing, they'll try to show they can disagree agreeably. Take the abortion issue. Dole wants to add language to the GOP platform calling for tolerance of all views, a stand that so angers abortion foes, his party faces a convention fight. The Democrats, who traditionally favor abortion rights, are considering a tolerance clause proposed by about 40 members of Congress who oppose abortion. It's expected to generate talk, but little trouble. Generally, platforms mean little to voters. Political consultant Kevin Phillips says that's especially true when the party's nominee is the president.
In terms of this being important, the platforms of the party of the incumbent president running for re-election are almost never important because the man has a record.
And from the Democrats' platform view, that record looks pretty good. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Kansas City.
A finance vice chairman for the Bob Dole presidential campaign has pleaded guilty in Boston to charges of illegally funneling money to the campaign. Businessman Simon Fireman and his firm were fined $6 million. A class action lawsuit filed in Knoxville accuses the top manufacturers of music compact discs of price fixing. The lawsuit could result in tens of millions of dollars in damages. A CD costs less than a dollar to make, but they sell for $11 to $15, and the suit contends the industry strong-arms retailers into keeping prices high. The CD makers contend the suit is without merit. A committee of the California State Senate has approved a ban on the recognition of gay marriages performed outside the state, but so-called poison pill amendments may doom the measure. The amendments would allow gay couples to become domestic partners with some of the rights of husbands and wives. San Francisco Democratic Assemblyman Carol Migden backs those amendments.
The question ought not to be whether one supports same-sex marriage, but whether all adult couples have the right and the choice to marry, and I believe that they do.
The bill's author, Assemblyman Pete Knight of Palmdale, will try to remove the amendments on the floor.
We should not recognize same-sex marriage because that is a significant departure in public policy. That's a significant departure in what we define as a marriage, and I think it degrades from the sanctity of marriage.
Knight says the amendments invite a gubernatorial veto. ValueJet wants to start flying again in August. The Atlanta-based airline has filed its plan with the FAA. Under it, the airline will hire its own maintenance workers instead of using contracted workers, and it will increase training for maintenance workers and give employees a pay raise. Federal Trade Commission staffers have formally recommended blocking the $7.5 billion Time Warner-Turner broadcasting merger unless those companies can resolve antitrust concerns. The Wall Street Journal reports regulators and the companies have been meeting to work out some sort of arrangement. Dr. Jack Kevorkian brought the body of a woman in a wheelchair to an Oakland County, Michigan hospital early today. Kevorkian has already acknowledged attending 32 deaths in his assisted suicide campaign. Overseas, the dollar is mixed in today's trading. London gold is up 80 cents at $383.40 an ounce. And on Wall Street, the Dow Industrial Average is down 3.33. It's 10 past.